Okay, so again, page 258, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes Zayin. We are continuing to describe what's going to happen during the time of Mohammed's Goygu Magoig, the end of days. Yoel is describing Yemois HaMashiach, the end of days. What he says here, all unfortunately, take note that what he writes here in his description parallels what it's written in Sefer Yecheskel and in Sefer, which other Sefer? I forgot, we'll see soon inside. Everyone will tell us these psukim, how they correspond to other events. So Pasuk Tezayin begins on the top of page 258. The Hashem Mitzion Yishog, Hashem will roar. The word Yishog usually is associated with the lion. So Hashem over here is acting, is behaving, is identifying with a lion. An Ari, a lion, he will roar. Yerushalayim Yitein Koloi, and from Yerushalayim will give forth his voice. So we have two different terms. Yishog, a roar, and koil. And we have one is associated with Tzion, one is associated with Yerushalayim. And we all know that's an age-old question. What exactly is the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim? Only probably 100 psukim in Tanakh that contrasts one with the other. And to try to figure out the difference between the two is a very, very difficult task, because when you think you have a theme, you have an idea, and you find another pasuk somewhere else in Tanakh, you are disappointed more often than not that your idea does not necessarily fit perfectly into that pasuk. Okay, the most common difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim is Tzion represents the spiritual element of the city of Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim, represents the brick and stones. The brick and stones, the mortar, the physical location. Okay, that's a very simplistic approach to differentiate between Tzion and Yerushalayim. The other common approach is Tzion represents Ir David. It's like the capital. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, but in the capital is also a capital. And that's what we call Ir David, and Yerushalayim is the larger area. And there are many other answers, I don't remember off the top of my head, but these are by far the most common answers. Tzion is the spiritual element, and Yerushalayim is the physical element. Here it says Tzion is Yishog, is to roar, and Yerushalayim is Yitin Koloi, how that fits into Tzion and Yerushalayim. You can play around with it, but it doesn't really it's not all that satisfying. When you take those two interpretations that I've given you, obviously there has to be something deeper, something much more. Let's go further. V'rashu shemayim ba'aretz, and the heavens and the earth will quake. Rash batiseini ruach vo'eshma acharai koil rash godol. So rash is a, what's a good translation? I'm going to have a good translation for a rash.
Earthquake.
An earthquake?
Yep.
Really? Is that what it means?
No.
Coil rash, the sound of a rash. Some rash, type of a commotion.
Rash can mean a noise, but it, in Tanakh, it is sometimes used to mean an earthquake.
Okay. It means a noise of chaos, right? Rash means a chaotic noise, a chaotic sound. A rash, that's simply a case of rash u shemayim v'aretz v'hashem machaseh l'amo, Hashem machaseh will protect his nation, umo'oiz, and will be a source of strength livnei Yisrael. It's very poetic, right? It's very poetic. If you want to learn it very simply, this is just poetry. Obviously, the first we're going to read into each word much, much deeper interpretation. Pasuk Yitzayin, vidatem, and at that point in time you will know, ki ani Hashem elokeichem, Sheikhein bit Tzion, who dwells in Tzion, Har Kodesh, my holy mountain, V'hoysa Yerushalayim. Now we contrast Tzion again with Yerushalayim. V'hoysa is the past tense. V'hoysa, what's the past tense? We're now dealing with the future. V'hoya with the Vav, will be the future. Here, V'hoysa is not very satisfying. Okay, we have to see what that means. V'hoyisa Yerushalayim Kodesh. Yerushalayim was holy. V'zarim lo ya'avu va'oid. And no longer will zarim, strangers, pass through the land. Let's see now one step at a time. Pasuk Tezayin in the Mitzudos Dov on page 259. Tezayin. Litzion yishol ki yachazir shechinaso litzion misham yishag le'ayem ulehacharit. The moment has arrived when Hashem is returning the Shekhina is returning to Tzion. And therefore, with the return will come a roar of a lion. The roar of a lion, Hashem will roar to terrify Ula HaCharit. He's going to cause people to be afraid. We do know that in the Bayis Rishon, the Shekhinah manifested itself on the Mizbeach in a fire, in a spiritual fire, which had the tzura of a lion. Of a lion. And in the Bayis Sheni, we did not merit a lion. It had the tzura, it didn't have, there was no Esh Meshman period, right? There was no Esh altogether. The Gemara mentioned something about a dog, I forgot the exact Mamre Chazal. But the lion, the fire that appeared in the form of a lion was only in the Bayis Rishon, and that's a true, that was the full measure. The time of Shlomo HaMelech was the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah rested in its fullness in the Beis HaMikdash, and here we are returning to that state. And the lion is arriving, and therefore it is expressed with the terminology of the lion of Yishog. Umirushalayim yitin koiloi kofal hadava b'miloi shoynais. This is typical of the Mitzudos David. Don't lose sleep over the repetition, the verbosity. It's just nothing more than poetic repetition. The Rashu Shemar.
In fact, I just looked up Maharaj Haftarah.
Same thing, right? On a very simple level, Tzion and Yerushalayim are exactly the same thing. There has to be a difference. I told them the simplest difference is one represents this. We focus on the spiritual element, dimension, and one focuses more on the physical element. But they're both the same thing. But that obviously is not, I tell you, that does not satisfy us in many instances, and here as well. Okay, I don't know, there are many, many perushim to explain what the difference is, and like I told you, when you'll be satisfied with the interpretation in one pasuk, it's not going to necessarily work in another pasuk where the two are presented together. Let's go further. Maybe we'll come across something. I don't recall. I went through over here in the Farshman, I didn't see anything over here explaining this. Let's go. V'rashu shemayim baretz, they will quake. Okay, rosh, that was the word I was looking for, quake. It's like they're really to shake. But rosh normally means a sound. But it may mean, like you said, an earthquake. All right, whatever it is, the sound of an earthquake. Shemayim baretz, return to Lomar, yechadush, sorry, ma'ala. So the Mitsudo says that who's quaking? Not the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth are not moving. It means the sorim, the malachim, who are in charge of Shal Umois, Asher Ba Shemayim Mimal the Umois Asher Baritz Mitochas. A very unique in translation. This is really not the typical type of translation that the Mitzudas David would give. He's very grounded in Pshat, and he's saying something very mystical, that when it says Virashu, it means the Sorin, the Malachim, the advocates, the guardian angels of the nations. Each nation of this world, the advocates, they have an advocate in Shemayim, and the nation themselves on this world. So it says here that both the Shemayim, that's a metaphor for the advocates in this, the Malachim, the advocates, they're angels in heaven, and the Oretz means the nations themselves will be terrified. Machse, why? Hashem, Machse, and at this moment, Machasel Yamo, Leval Yiyu Nilkim Imohem, Hashem himself will protect us, will provide shelter. A sukkah, Hashem will make a sukkah for Klal Yisrael to protect them. What?
Where Nilkim,
be smitten. Nilkim, where are you reading from? Which word are you reading from? Imohem, together with them, Hashem will protect us. And the term over here is a sukkah, and this fits very well with Chazal tells that La'Be'achris Sayyim Hashem is going to make a sukkah, a big sukkah, and will give, and the goyim, when they want to also be part of Klal Yisrael, Hashem will give them one more chance and give them the mitzvah of sukkah.
Mix of two things together.
What do you mean?
Because when that first part doesn't belong with the second part, it's then when they see that we will.
Be sheltered.
That we will be judged positively. They'll say, "Hey, we didn't have a chance."
Hashem will then give them a chance.
And Yes, but which...
So what are they seeing? What are they seeing? Why? It's always about why is Hashem... Why is Hashem giving them specifically the mitzvah of Sukkah? They are Tayag mitzvahs. What? A mitzvah kala. There's a collection of mitzvahs which Chazal call a mitzvah kala. Why specifically Sukkah? There are many interpretations, but I think over here you get a new insight. Over here, the term the pasuk uses machzeh. They see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sheltering us. The word machzeh has a connotation that Hashem is making for the Jewish people in a sukkah. Hashem is making for us a shelter. And they say, we also want to be sheltered from the chaos, the churban that's taking place in this world.
In the reward part.
Not to mention the survival part. You're saying that the Chazal more specifically mentions reward.
Yeah.
Not, okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay. But these things, it's not a coincidence that these two things are coinciding. That's also the Achra Sayamim. They want reward, all right, whatever. There Hashem saying, well, you are familiar with the principle called the Sukkah. Because you did see the Klal Yisrael, they're being sheltered with Machaseh. So can you observe the mitzvah? This mitzvah, which is of a sukkah, maybe that will be for you some saving grace. And the answer is, we know what happened. They kicked the sukkah; it was too hot. They kicked the sukkah and they walked out.
Rabbi Grimnall calls that a hurried makeup test.
A hurried makeup, very good. I like that. Lebal Yunus, Lebnei Yisrael, Kofal them with mitzvahs, Moses and strength, Lebnei Yisrael, Kofal Hadavar Bimila is Shainos, poetic repetition. Yitzayin. Vidatem oz teidu asharni shechim b'tzim. Then you will know ki kevar hechazarti shchinasi l'saycha. When you sense the shchina, you'll know Hashem v'zarim amim v'nachrim, and the goyim will no longer ya'avru va'oy. They will no longer pass through the land. No one's going to be able just to walk into Eretz Yisrael. Do you know how many people visit the coastal plaza a year? I think 6 million people. 99% of them are not non-Jews. Chinese, they love the Kaisal. You know, they love it. They all come. It's one of the favorites. They love it.
Those are Japanese.
Orientals. The Orientals, they go there. It's a tourist attraction. They want to go see it. They somehow...
There was a bunch of Japanese. There was a Japanese professor, Abraham, some Kyoto, in 1940s, who helped the government make the policy about the Shanghai. And he has a whole... that they come, they know all the Zemiras, they know all the songs. They don't know what they're saying, but they come regularly.
Pilgrimage.
And they go to Masada also.
Okay, but when you go to the Kaisel, you always see a lot.
Yes.
A lot of Orientals. And they're...
From Africa, too.
What?
From Africa.
Africa also?
But those are Christians.
And they're very respectful.
Yeah.
I always take note, halavai, we should be so respectful. They're very respectful. They really are. They're all sneistic, even 100 degrees weather, they're sneistic. And they're very delicate. Unfortunately, some of the from people don't have that sensitivity. We all know what goes on by the Kaisel, but whatever. Okay. Familiarity breeds contempt. Unfortunately. Okay, let's go further. Now that concludes the Mitzudoi stuff. Let's see, Rashi says, Mitzion Yeshog, Mimash. Now he, Rashi, has a whole new translation. Rashi does not learn, he takes the mem, and actually, I looked yesterday in the Barbanel, he actually says so, he takes the mems. The mem is a mem, mem, I don't know the exact, Siba. I translated the word just the stam, Vashem Mitzion Yeshog. Hashem from Tzion will worry, Hashem has arrived. Hashem has arrived, the Shekhinah has descended, and the Shekhinah will just call out and to announce its presence. That's really what the Mitzudot Stavit says. Very, very simple. Mem is from, F-R-O-M. From Tzion, Hashem will roar. Umi, the Mem of Umi Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim. Yitain Koloi, Hashem will give forth his voice. But Rashi does not say that. And in fact, the Barbanelli emphasized that it means mitzion, doesn't mean from, means because. The mem is because. Because what? Because of what they have done. Because of what the goyim have done to Tzion. They have destroyed Tzion. They brought about a churban in Tzion. They brought churban to the world. That is why Hashem will yishav umi Yerushalayim. Because the goyim have damaged and brought harm to Yerushalayim. That is why Yitain Koiloi.
So instead of Mim
from,
meaning min,
from, right.
Mipnei,
right. In Hebrew, it's instead of min, it's mipnei, exactly. And therefore, it does not mean the Shekhinah has arrived. According to Rashi, the Shekhinah has not yet arrived in this location. Hashem is still in Shemayim. And the Melchemes, Goygu Magog, is in full swing. And in this war, Hashem is going to bring Korban upon the Umos Olam because of what they have done to the Jewish people in throughout history. Mima, like Mipnei, Sha'asu, what they have done, Litzion. Virashu Shemayim Va'aretz, Yipora Misodim Shalmalo, Sari Umos, the Achakach, and Umos, that's exactly what the Mitzvah David said, is that over here, the Shemayim is a metaphor. It's a metaphor for the ministering angels in heaven who are the advocates of the Goyim, each guardian angel, and then there is, and then the Ummah and the people who live here in this world. Machaseh Lashon Kisui. Machaseh means refuge, it means a covering, like a sukkah, or what's that word?
Which one?
The next word in Old French, Uvalaz. Lashon Amzar, good morning. What's that word?
Avri.
Yeah.
Avri in modern French, a shelter.
A shelter, like a sukkah.
Think of it,
Hashem will be the shelter for Klal Yisrael. Afike mikoy moitza mayim. No, that's the next. That's the next. We didn't do that yet. We didn't do that pasuk. Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Radak. Radak pasuk to Zion says, "Hashem mitzvah Yisrael kol kisham shechinasa biyushalayim uchiilu misham." You see, the Radak learns like the Mesudas David. Okay, or really, the Mesudas David learns like I know I always lie. I don't think I don't know that the Mesudas David was pretty recent. And Rashi was 1,800 years ago. I know that. I just, for the purpose of just making it easy, I always make believe. I make believe that the Mitzvah David is an equal to Rashi, which obviously Chas V'Shalom, Mitzvah David is a contemporary. But over here, the Radak and the Mitzvah David are saying kumat the same thing. Sham does not mean bivneki. Sham there shkenasu b'yushalayim chayilu misham yishag. V'yitin koyloiv aleim. Hashem is going to give forth His voice. Ulukoyloi yirashu shemayim ba'aretz. And ulukoyloi, because of Hashem's voice, it will quake the heaven and the earth. Yakol al derech mashal. Everything over here is a metaphor. Amar gamrash. Another pasuk is quoting from Yecheskel in Zechariah. Okay, that's what a lot of the Mefarshim do. They try to match up. They try to show parallels between what it says in Yoel and what it says in Zechariah and in Yecheskel and in Zechariah. Both people, both in Levim, who gave over prophecy concerning Yemos Hamashiach. Hashem machas el yamo. Hashem will be a refuge for his nation. From these nations, also from the Rash, that Hashem, that we should not be harmed. Hashem will protect us. Now he's saying over here a whole new idea. Radak over here is elaborating. Radak over here is saying is that the entire city of Yerushalayim will be holy. Meaning, you just can't walk into Yerushalayim. It's off limits. You need a pass to get in. Who gets the pass? Only Jews. Not only Jews, Jews who are Tohar, there are going to be very strict guidelines as who is allowed to enter into Yerushalayim. It's a very interesting thing. Yeah, Chaperayim today. Today you can go to Yerushalayim, go all up to the Kaisel. Okay, you go to the Kaisel because when Mashiach comes, it says over and over that it's going to be a very different type of city. And you're not just going to be allowed to walk in unless you are deserving. B'hoysa Yerushalayim Kodesh, K'maya Kodesh also L'zarim. L'fichach, it's very frightening what it says here. V'zarim lo ya'avu ba'oid. Strangers will not be permitted to enter into the city. No more Orientals coming into Yerushalayim. L'hora, well here it says L'hora lohem, to cause them harm. K'maya sh'asu ad hayom, gam efshar. This is what I meant to say. For davening, but not as a tourist attraction.
What?
Hey, to Echanami. Let's see, look what he writes further. In Echanami. To daven, Echanami. Based the field, but you have to come to daven, to bring a carbon. Not just a tourist attraction. That's right, but you have to come to daven. Today, I remember reading recently that the Kaisel Hanaravi has approximately 6 million visitors a year. Not Jews. Goyim. Most people who never told they hardly ever go to the Kaisel. They go once in a while, very rarely. But they have 6 million visitors. Now these visitors, are they coming to daven? I can't. I mean, I'm sure some do, But I think most of them come to see. They come. It's a tourist attraction. So it says, no. Look what he writes now. Gam efshe shlo yikansu zorn besoich Yerushalayim. Why? Ki tigdal kidusha son le'asid. It will be a holy place. V'chemosha ha'echol osu likanis b'sham v'afil Yisrael. Is a Jew, is a Yisrael allowed to enter into the Heichol? No such thing. You never heard of a Yisrael being permitted to go into where the menorah is, where the Mizbeach Hazav is, where the Shulchan is, to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh is unheard of. Only a Kohen goes there when he does the Avodah. So the whole city of Yerushalayim will be just like that. You just can't go there for no reason.
It's
yeah?
Like Mecca. A non-believer cannot
really?
Enter Mecca.
Yeah, you can't. To go into the Hajj, you can't.
Okay, so this will be the entire Eretz, entire Yerushalayim. Kain tia kolo ir kodesh. It's a very frightening thing. The whole city will be kodesh shalo yikansu bo zorim me'umois ha'olam. Unbelievable radak. That's how he learns pshat in the pasuk. In the times of Mashiach, a goy will not be permitted to enter into the city of Yerushalayim. What?
There will be
goyim. Everyone agrees there will be goyim when Mashiach will come. That's a given. That's a given. I mean, the enemies will be destroyed. There'll be din v'cheshbon, but there will certainly be survivors. There'll be nations. There'll be people that will survive, and they will. The world will continue to operate as some under their authority, but they will not be allowed to enter into Yerushalayim, because just like a Yisrael may not enter into the Heichol, a goy may not enter into Yerushalayim. That's an amazing thing.
What?
Their purpose, the Pasuk says in the Haftarah 2 weeks ago, is to serve us. To serve us. Their purpose will be to provide for Klal Yisrael so they can devote themselves to serve Hashem. They will be the support group. For Klal Yisrael will be Oisik in Torah and Mitzvahs and Chesed, and the ones that will be providing the resources so that we can engage in Torah, Mitzvahs and all various forms of chasadim will be the Umay Salim. It will be their privilege. It says that a king or a queen will be the nurse, the nanny for a younger man sitting in Kailal will be a head of state.
How will we get Kol Yisrael?
How will we get? We'll have mashkichim. We'll worry about it. Don't worry. A lot bigger problems.
You'll be sitting there by the milking.
Let's fight. V'hoya b'yoy mahu. V'hoya b'yoy. Okay, that's right. The next part. Right, okay, let's not get sidetracked. Okay, now we've done. Let's go see over here. The Malm. The Malm pasuk design. V'Hashem mitzvah yishag. The Malm now. V'Hashem mitzvah yishag shemisham. So far, it's three against one. Okay, Radak, Mitzudois, and the Malm all learn the Mem as Min. Not like Rashi and the Barbanel that says Mem is Misiba. Because Bipnei Shemisham Teitzeh Hanhaga Hamishpat, but from there will come forth Hanhaga Hamishpat. Yinei Hashaga Hu Kol Gadol Heifech Kol Namoch. It represents the loudest voice. V'Hanisinas Kol Einoi Mitzayin Kol Gadol Rak Shelo Yidoim. It does not mean that it doesn't mean anything significant other than Hashem will not be silent. Hashem will not allow the Tekufa, the era of Hester Panim, will come to an end. Hashem will reveal himself and show that he is controlling the world. Uvit Zion, Shasham Ikar Shechinaso, Yishrag B'kol Gadol, Ad Sheyisparsem L'kulam, the whole world will sense that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvi Yushalayim Sheinok She'enok Kedosha Kitzion. Now here, he notice he's getting over here into this difference, as we started with today. What is the difference between these two terms? So he seems to say is, like the second parish that I told you, is that Tzion is Ir David. Or Tzion, maybe Tzion refers, let's say make believe, just for argument's sake, Tzion is the old city. And Yerushalayim includes the new Yerushalayim. Okay, there are so many shaylas today with regard to the new Yerushalayim, the expanded Yerushalayim on the map of the municipality. What status does it have in halacha with regard to
Megillah
laning, with regard to let's say the mitzvah of lulav and esrog? Okay, some say that in Yerushalayim there's a mitzvah deraisa, even this man has said, to take a lulav and esrog. It goes on. I don't remember all the details. Yeah, even maestro is exactly. That's in the future. We have to be mafra. We have to be eating. Mafra hafresh. You always have to do. The question is, are you allowed to eat it? In let's say the Mashiach will come. We don't eat it anyway. Bisman hazeh. But when Mashiach will come, we'll be permitted to eat it in the new Yerushalayim. There are shaylus. What other shaylus came to mind? And many, there are many, many different issues when it comes to the new Yerushalayim. What status is that in halacha? And this big, big machlekes hapoiskim. It's very, very complex and different minhagim. V'chulu. So here, that's to some degree, that same exact issue is the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim. Tzion is the center. It includes the Harbayis, plus the perimeter, the coastal plaza, you know, the whole, the intersection. That's Tzion. And then Yerushalayim is the larger area, what we call of Yerushalayim. So we have over here, it says over here, this puzzle here is that Tzion, it says that the area which is more holy, even though Hashem is not going to work, we call Gadol, he's saying something profound. Yishak is an intensity. A coil is less of an intensity. He says something different than we've learned all of the commentators. Shemayim Baretz does not refer to the angels in heaven who are the Sodom of the Umay Salam, and the Aretz does not refer to the Umay Salam. He says it refers to nature. Nature will no longer operate according to the rules that we are familiar with from the time of Maaseh Bereishis. It will be bottled, the Hanhogas HaTeva. Nature no longer has the same rules. Asheb Oretz, the Hanhogas Mareches HaShemayim, the orbit, the planets, the entire system that we are familiar with, finished. All those textbooks in high school and college will have to go into Sheamus. Because there's going to be a new set of Teva, yeah?
That conflicts with Shmuel's opinion.
I am part of the Torah. Whatever Rambam says, to reconcile all of the Mamori Chazal, all of the Mepharshim is impossible. There's no way we can reconcile. Either it's the Mamash, the Machlek, the disagreements, or it means they're all true, but the way they will all come together is beyond our understanding. Right. Look, you see the Mepharshim. So over here say that it just refers to the Sodom. Over here he's saying the nature is an extreme idea. Next passing. Next Vashem Hashem will protect them. Two different terms. There's no poetic repetition in the Malbim. Never. Okay, the Mitzudos David and the Malbim are mamash two extremes. When the Mitzudos David will always say this poetic repetition, the Malbim will always show you, will make an attempt to show you the significance and why we have every single word. So here we have Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, and we have over here Amoy. What's the difference between Amoy and B'nai Yisrael? So he says, Mitzashem Amoy Yelochem Achsel Lehatzilam Mikol Ro. Shlotov Yalem Mitzashem B'nai Yisrael, Sheshem Zemur Hashem Lamala Minateva, K'moy Shekosov, Ki Soriso Im Elokim, V'im Anoshim Atuchol, Yiyye Elohem Mo'oz. It's a higher level. Shehem Yiskarbu Bo'oz Shehashem Sheze Yoyse Mimachases. The word Oiz is greater, and that's why we associate it with B'nai Yisrael, and the word Machazeh is lesser, and that's why it is associated with Amoy. Next, V'datem Pasuk Dem V'oz Teidu B'yidia B'ruda. Shani Hashem Elokichem, Shazem Ashel Shamal Malu Yotem Ki Bikev Yisho Ani Vani Hashem Elokichem. Now notice, this thing is a very important thing, is that you find exactly the same thing with regard to Paro. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, the first thing he said was, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bikolo. Lo Eda Lo Esad Lo Yodati. I don't know who this God is. I Googled him. He's not on Google. I can't find him. That's what Pyro said. I don't know. Mi Hashem. What was the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The end of Yitzias Mitzrayim was, there's a pasuk. What was the pasuk? What was the pasuk? By Makos Bechoros. It says, okay, I don't remember the pasuk, but the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to go from Pyro saying Mi Hashem to Egypt recognizing that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the goal. There's a pasuk at the end, which I don't recall, that nails down. That was the goal. So what's so frightening is that it took all of the whole history of the world what happened to the Egyptians in that short period of time of only 6 months, what was it, 6 months? All the makos took place in a matter of six months of going from Mi Hashem to knowing Hashem. We still have not learned, even after this Matan Torah, and after there was the Shalshelis Adaris and all the Nisim Niflois, until Yemayis HaMashiach, where it says now, Vidatem, finally you, Klal Yisrael, will come to that Madrega of Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha. Okay, the goal, the end is always, that's the goal. The goal is to know. To know Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem in a microcosm, in Egypt, in there, the goal was to go from not knowing to knowing, and here in the big picture of world history, the goal is also, we come into this world, we don't know nothing, and the goal is that when it's all over, it should be Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem. Tachlis Hayidia Leida Shaloi Neida. The Rambam says the goal of knowledge is to know that you do not know. Those, what's the expression? Someone who thinks that he thinks. I don't remember. I have to look it up. There's another very powerful expression in the Rashi. All right, whatever it is. Fine. That the goal over here is to know.
The more you know, the more you don't know.
The more you know, the more you don't know. The one who thinks he knows that. The one who thinks he knows. I don't know. Let's go for it. V'datem v'oz teidu next, Shechem Yisrael HaKadshi, v'ritzoy d'loymar ki b'kev Yisrael Ani mitzad Shechino Asi hamasmedes b'tzion. So he's saying over here that Tzion is hasmada. Tzion is the place where the Shechina is constant. Whereas v'gam Yerushalayim tia kodesh v'zorim lo yaru bo'oid ki Tzion tukdash yoyser at shegam Yisrael yishamu milikone yisham shalom l'tzion. Saying even more. Yerushalayim, a goy will not be permitted to enter. Tzion, even a Jew will not be permitted to enter. Just like you said before, that a goy, a Yisrael cannot enter the Heichel, so too the holy Yerushalayim will be filled with tzion, will be filled with sanctity that even a Jew will not be able to enter for no reason. Unless, of course, obviously has a purpose. But an Yerushalayim, the outer section, a goy cannot enter. I'm assuming, unless he has a purpose, like you said before, ki basi, basi tefil, l'chol adam, I'm assuming there are going to be exceptions. So whatever, these are very mystical things, obviously. Unless you think we're going to hear the Chumash Anoch first. The Chumash Anoch is the Chidah. Pasik da tezayin, and the Chumash Anoch is the Chidah. Vahashem. He picks up on the Vav. Vah. And we have a principle in Chazal, whenever there's a Vahashem, it's always Hashem ubeis dinoi. Hashem and his bezdin. Efshem b'mashem razal v'hashem hu beistina v'afilu midas hadin machaseh. So here, limos hamashiach, the bezdin is the makom of din. Even midas hadin will agree that Klal Yisrael deserves at the time of melchemes goyim u'magoyim protection, shelter. It's a very fascinating idea. It's not just going to be with racham; it's going to be with midas hadin. Afilu midas hadin machaseh. Uma Oiz of Nation will agree that there should be a shelter.
Machse usually is also translated as a shield.
A shield, okay, a shield. Uma Oiz and strength of Nei Yisrael. Machase Bavur Shem Amoy. Uma Oiz Shehem Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov V'Imohis. Schus Avois V'Imos. Asha Kulam Remuzim B'Shem Yisrael. The word Yisrael has all the letters of the avos and the imos. Right, like Avraham is the aleph. Right, the first word, how do you say it? Avraham is aleph. Of Yitzchak is yud. Yaakov is again, you repeat the letters. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is aleph, is an aleph. And then there's a yud. So that stands for Sarah is the sin. Rivka is the resh. Rachel again is the resh. And Leah is the lamed. So the word Yisrael includes within it all of the avos and the imos. You know, he used to say this. I read this very recently. She loved this far. The Rebbetzin Sheila Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, Aleha Hashalom. She said that a taxi driver told her this far. A taxi driver told her this far in Eretz Yisrael, and she was blown away by the vart. And especially that even a taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael knows that Yisrael stands for the Avos and the Imohos. And it was her favorite vart. Every time she went somewhere, she would tell someone this vart that we just don't know here in the Chidah, Yisrael. Who's the originator? I don't know, maybe he was he the only one who wrote this, the Tash Beitz. Tash is a fascinating person. The Tash Beitz was one of the early Rishonim, very early Rishonim.
I know it's in the Rokeach.
The Rokeach also? Uh-huh. So the Tash Beitz was, what time? Was he before, was he after?
No, it's a Talmud of Rameh Rappenberg.
Right over here. The Talmud Maharam, Zal. He actually said so. He's a Talmud. The Chesed Hashem Choyf al Goyzolov Yirachayf. Hashem protects Klal Yisrael. Ki imcha mekar chayim. With Hashem is the source. That's he's concluding the Sefer. The reason why he's being so poetic, the Chida, is because he's this is his last comment on Sefer Yoel. So Sefer Yoel, the Mefarshim like to end off on a high note. Chayim. So he writes about the Chesed Hashem Chayif al Goyzolov Yirachayf. So he writes ends off with a nice little pasuk. That Hashem shav rachmanis upon us. Okay, so the main...
No, because his first name was Chaim.
Ah, that's Chaim why. Okay, very good. I would never know that. Excellent. Very, very good. Yeah, the Chida.
It's right at the entrance.
At the entrance to, what do you call it?
Where?
Harmonuchos.
Harmonuchos?
On the left, you go... Yeah.
It's on the entrance to Harmonuchos?
It's very close
that's
to the...
That's how Reb Simcha's right at top.
Okay, very good. Very good. Zuchusu yagin aleinu. So he writes over here a very beautiful idea, very appropriate for the Yom Noroim, Vahashem. Even the Midas Hadin agrees that Klal Yisrael is deserving of Machazeh Umo'oiz in our Zchus and in the Zchus Ovois and Imos. Don't forget the Zchus Imos. Rabbi Shur, well, he's one of the biggest Rabbi Shur, Avram Shur. From all the people that I've learned from, I think the one that's the most pro women is him. I have heard from him the best Torah on women is from him, and he says that one of the things that one of the very nice things he writes about is Toma Zuchus Chazal say Toma Zuchus Avos, but it doesn't say anywhere Toma Zuchus Imohos. So the Zuchus Avos came to an end. We have the Bris Avos. We have the Chazal say, just because the Zuchus Avos is no longer operational, we have the Bris Avos, but the Zuchus Imohos, that's forever. That never goes. The Koyach of the Zuchus Imohos goes forever. Like someone heard, yes, Sony when they went to the Koyach, they went to Kever Rachel. I heard Sony came back in Israel, they went to Kever Rachel. And he saw there, who did he see? He saw there of David Soloveitchik. No, the one of the Bris there's Avram Yeshua, Ravam Yeshua of David Mamish. So he was there by the someone ran over to him and asked him for he was there. He went very recently. He was there by Kever Rachel, and he asked him for a bracha. So he looks. He says to him, "We're here by the Mama, and you're coming to ask me for a bracha. Here's not the place to ask me for a bracha." The Mama's right here. Mama Rachel is right here. You don't need my brachas here. Please, put things in perspective. And then there was another story I came with, very, very fascinating, is there was a certain very chashur Rebbe. He came to the Kessel, he came to Kever Rachel, and he saw people eating. They were mamish, they made like a su'uda. They were like, they know a lot of interesting people hang out by Kever, mm-hmm. by Kever Rachel. It's not like the Kessel, but people hang out there. They were mamish, they're having a feast. So he made a comment that he was very disappointed. What are these people doing? Don't they realize the sanctity of this place? How dare they have a su'uda here right in front of Kever Rachel? There was a complaint. Rashi there says they should have died because of that. Rashi there says that Hashem wanted to kill them right then and there, and Hashem waited for later on. So he says something. So this big, very big Talmud Chacham, he went there and he says something. They're very disappointed. So someone there said to him, "What are you talking about? A mother always wants to see her children eat. They want to see. The first thing the mother says, did you eat lunch? Did you eat? They want to make sure that they're well fed. So by the Mama Rachel, what's the problem if you eat by the Mama Rachel? So he thought about it, and he said, "You know something, you're right." And he himself, Nikano Avo, would eat by Kever Rachel.
There's a, what do you call it, where you come into the...
Hospitality center. Hospital. Yeah, but even inside, all right, you're right, whatever.
By women.
Yeah.
I did saw this outside, but right outside, that they take all kinds of food, and they go through all...
The brachas, that's a Svarish thing. That's a very common Svarish minute, to make brachas, all the brachas. Okay, so today we live in the melting pot. We all do, everyone does whatever everyone else does. Okay, let's go further. So this, let's go further. Let's move ahead. Now this, we did, let's take a look at the Mamorei Chazal. Okay, so some interesting, very, very interesting Mamorei Chazal here. Okay, especially the first one. The first one is on page 258. Page 258 begins, V'haya b'yamahu yitfu, no, I'm sorry, that's later. We didn't get there, I'm sorry. Let's go further. We didn't get to Pasuk Yitches yet. I'm sorry. Let's move ahead. Pasuk Yitches, V'haya b'yamahu yitfu hecharim osis. Amazing Pasuk. It's going to be, Yemais HaMashiach, the mountains will drip with wine. The word osis, it's not a common word, but it means wine. It's sudos tzion. Look at what he says. Osis kein nikra hayayin. Lichein al osis ki nichras, in the beginning, that you're going to cry, you're going to mourn that the wine has been cut off. The vineyard has been destroyed. The word osis, why is the word osis mean wine? I don't know. Maybe like, okay, yosis alayich elokoyich. The sin and the samach are phonetically similar. They're very similar, the sin and the samach. So sometimes for the purpose of drush, we can interchange these two letters, and then you see a similarity between the word osis and yosis. And thus, what does wine do? The yayin yisamach levav enosh. Perhaps that's why this word osis is somehow related to the word, is called wine. Otherwise, I have clueless how this word, the shoresh of this word, how it means wine. It's a jump, though, to go from a sin, a samach, to a sin is also a little bit of an extreme thing to do, but I don't know. Next, it says over there the hills will flow. Telachna will flow with milk. All of the valleys of Yehuda will flow with water. This is the famous Mayan in Sefer Yecheskel, that in times of Mashiach there's going to be a teeny little trickle of water that will come out of the Kodesh HaKadosh and that will go through the Azara, and as it goes out into Har Bayis and into Yerushalayim and to Eretz Yisrael, it expands, it gets wider and wider and wider. It starts off so thin like the antenna of an ant. And as it gets wider to this size, to a shesi, to a rope, until the water is knee-deep. And then it turns into a massive river. It's such a massive river that a boat, even a large boat, is unable to cross over because of the gush, the flow, the current is so strong. Okay, that is all described in detail in Sefer Yechezkel. The parshah is going to connect the dots and say that when it says here in this pasuk that is going to be a mayim, it's going to be a mayim mibes Hashem. That's what we're referring to. Yetze v'hishkanim will water es nachal hashitim. Now, what is nachal hashitim? Good question. There's a place, the Nahal Shittim. Why are we referring to Beis HaShittim? We'll have to see the Mefarshim, but simply right now, it's a location. We have to delve more into the deeper meaning of that. In Pasuk Yotes, Mitzrayim l'shmamot tihiyeh, ve'edoyim l'midbar shmamot tihiyeh. Now this is a very powerful Pasuk, and this opens up a lot of comments from the Mefarshim. We're here describing Mochemes Goy Gumagoy, the very end, who will be destroyed, and we single out two nations, Egypt and Edom. What about Yishmael? What about Amon and Moab? What about everyone else? Why these two? There were a lot of nations that caused us great harm and pain. Why only Egypt and Edom? We'll have to see that. But keep that in mind. Notice also the difference. Egypt will be Shmama, desolation, and Edom will be a desert. A desert of Shmamatia, Mechamas b'nei Yehuda. And here, I'm assuming that everyone agrees, the men here is Misiba.
I'm sure you read the Mam, but he seems to
Can we read
Mitzrayim is Yishmael.
Oh, okay, so he talks about that. So he says they're a derivative, right? You're right. I have it underlined, but okay, it's a little complicated. It's a little more complicated. We'll see. We'll get to it in a moment. Mechamas. The Mem over here is not Min. Here, everyone agrees that the Mem is Siba, cause, Mipnei, because of what they've done to the Jewish people, because of the violence they have exercised, they have the harm, the theft. Hamas can mean many things. Hamas can mean, it means violence. It also means to rob. Okay,
which is also a
form, a type of violence, robbery. So all of the above. Mechamas Bnei Yehuda, what they have done because of the violence and because of the theft that they have committed against the Bnei Yehuda, Asher Shafchu Dam Naki B'Yartzam, and then it says something else, and also because they have spilled blood, innocent blood, in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two things it says here. It's very important. The reason why I'm saying this is because you can see the last part is going to make a very big difference. It says here that Egypt and Edom have done committed two crimes. Number one is Chomos. Chomos, what does it say in Rashi by Parashas Noach? It says that Cain's called ki mol ha'aretz chomos v'hinni mashchisam min ha'aretz. And even though in the beginning it says ki hishchis kol basar darkai, in the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to deliberate, should I destroy the world? It mentions arayos ki hishchis kol basar. Hishchis kol basar refers to gili arayos. People are living with things that are not meant to be. But then at the end it says, Kimolo chomos. Chomos there means theft, gezel. And Rashi there says, Lenigzura gzardin ela al hagezel. So it's clear as day that chomos there, at least in that context, refers to theft, mamon, money, not to murder. Even though chomos means violence, and sometimes it can possibly mean murder. But in this context, being that we're contrasting Mechamas with the end of the Pasuk Asher Shafchu Dam Naki, it appears, I'm saying this for a very important reason, there are two crimes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recalling at this moment in time. Chomos and murder. Shvichas Dam. Now, next two Pasukim, we'll see what I mean. V'Yehuda Le'olam Teshev, V'Yushalayim Ledor Vador. Notice here, we've exchanged Tzion with Yehuda. Okay, until now we have already twice Tzion and Yerushalayim. Here suddenly we've introduced Yehuda. Where did Yehuda come into the picture? What about the Aseres HaShvatim? What about Binyamin? How did that happen over here? What's going on over here? Okay, hold off. It says the Yehuda. Now also, by the way, take another thing, take a note over here. Here it says, going back to Pasuk, it says Mechamas Bnei Yehuda. What about in the previous Pasuk where it says Bnei Yisrael? You can't say that it wasn't part of his vocabulary to say Bnei Yisrael, because back in Pasuk Tezayin it says V'rashu Shemayim Aretz V'Hashem Machasel Yamo U'mo'oz L'Bnei Yisrael. So it's the same Yoel. It's the same Yoel speaking, and suddenly he changes from calling Klal Yisrael L'Bnei Yisrael to calling them Bnei Yehuda. You only want to say we're dealing with the two Shvatim, the Malchus of Yisrael, not the Malchus of Yisrael. Well, he seemed to say back in Pasuk Tezayin that there will be a Bnei Yisrael. So why the sudden shift? Okay, so hold off on that for one moment. And now, okay, so why? But he said before Bnei Yisrael. So now, why the change? Be consistent. Okay, let's hold off for one moment. V'Yehuda li'olam teishev. Again, it says here Yehuda. V'Yerushalayim l'dor. What's the contrast? And then here's the real pasuk I want to get to. This is a real pasuk. We say this many, many times. And what does it mean? We say this all the time. Vinikesi doma, vinikesi kama. Even though the trup really does not do us justice. The trup on this pasuk is very problematic for the way almost every single commentator on the page translates the pasuk. There's almost no deviation, at least on the page, of how to translate this pasuk. And the trup does not really work very well. Vinikesi, we have to put a comma there. Not really. What the trup is a tipcha, which would seem to me that we must go further. The trup tells us, v'nikesi means don't stop here, keep on going. Don't even try to translate this word until you read the next two words. But that's not the way we're going to translate. We're going to put a hard break, almost as if there's an esnachta. V'nikesi, which means Hashem says that the goyim, in the time of Yemos HaMashiach, I will forgive them. Would you believe that? I will forgive them. For what? But damam lo nikesi. But for the spilling of blood, that I will not forgive. Now that only makes sense when you go back and appreciate what we read Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes told us there are two sins. There is Edom, Mitzrayim, and Edom will be destroyed. Why? For two reasons. Mechamas b'nei Yehuda. They've robbed mamon, they've robbed money. And number two, Asher Shafchu Dam Naki, they've committed murder, Biartza. Hashem says, after they're destroyed, I destroy these lands for both of these sins, the survivors of Egypt and Edom will be forgiven for one of the sins. Which sin? The sin of Gezel. Now, why? So we'll see what this means in a moment. Basically, is because we're going to get back our money. They will return to us at this time all of the theft, all of the assets that they have stolen from us. Now, so what? Too little, too late. It can't make up. Can't make up 2,000 plus years of gullus. Why should they be forgiven? Just because? Just because the great, 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 great grandchildren, the victims, are getting back money, like today, you know, the reparations, the reparations, and even now, all these things. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't just because we get for them a few bucks. Some people, on principle, don't want to touch their money. Okay, but even if you do,
they're still fighting it.
Right, so those who want it, people who want it, who doesn't want it?
Poland is still fighting.
Yeah, Poland also. Poland, one of the reasons why they made, no one knows what's going on behind the scenes, this ridiculous, crazy Holocaust denial. Holocaust denial, it's totally, then I think that Holocaust denial, Poland, it's a crime. It's a crime if anyone publicly writes or says that Poland had nothing, Poland was a partner, had something to do with the Holocaust, you go to jail for 3 years. For putting something, if you write an editorial in the newspaper and you write that Poland, they participated, you go to jail.
They criminalized that statement.
So that's right, they say you're not going to go to jail. We'll give you a slap on the wrist. Only because Netanyahu, where they made a fuss out of it, but even that's still a tremendous chalat. We're not going to do this already, we spent time on this before. But why are they doing that? One of the reasons why they're doing that is because the pressure to give back is so strong. To give back, because almost half the property in Poland belongs to Jews.
They said the country would be bankrupt because in certain parts of Warsaw, a whole area of like you would say Times Square was owned by a Jew, and they can't even afford to give back that piece of land. It would bankrupt the country.
I have on my website my great grandfather, the Reish Sharaf of Aaron Levine. I have his address, his home address, where he lived, where he sat the whole day, where he learned, and he did all of his work. I have the address. I have the exact building on Google Maps. I can go up and down the street, back and forth. It's now a music school. They've made his house into he ran away. Someone took it over, and it's now a music school. Nothing changed. It's exactly the structure. It's exactly the way it was when he lived there. Yeah, they painted, they did some renovations, and I see right in front of me. And this is the place where he lived, and people in my family who know that this is where his room is, you go inside, you see this whole house. It's, excuse me, what are you doing here? This belonged to my great-grandfather. Get out. It belongs to me. Nothing doing. They say, you're not getting nothing. Get lost. So, in fact, my family, I don't know, someone in my family, they got together, they asked everyone to give money to go sue the government. The end is we're getting nothing, that's the end. The end is after all the fighting, after this lawyer, this goes back for years already. The end is they're giving us nothing. That's basically the bottom line. If we'll ever get something, maybe every member of him will get $10. It's a joke, okay, it's a joke. So here, so what, you're going to give it back to us now? And every single person in this room has the same story. Nothing unique about me. Everyone has the same story. So what, you're going to say now, they're going to give it back to us, all is forgiven. Hashem says, Vinny Casey. You give it back, doesn't mean anything. You give back you're not forgiven. You can't make up the what you've done, the atrocities, the crimes. So yet, it's shocking. What does this pasuk mean? It's not clear what it means. We don't know what it means. And therefore, that's why I think many people, I always for some reason assumed the translation was as a question. Vinny Casey, do you really think I'm going to forgive you? Domam loini Casey, I'll never forgive you for the spilling of the blood. Now, Vinny Casey, I always thought it meant to be read as a question mark. Hashem is saying, you think I'm going to forgive you? I'm not going to forgive you, I'm going to destroy you. But that's not how every single commentator here on the page from Shah and the Pasek, they say, it's a statement. Vinny Casey. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Egypt and Edom will be forgiven. For what? For mamoinus. Why? I do not know. But one thing is certain. Domam? For blood? The spilled blood? Forget it. Loini Casey. That will never happen. and that there will be accountability. Hashem Shoichein B'Tzion, and the last words of the Sefer Hashem, He dwells in Tzion. Okay, so we said quite a mouthful. We have to go through all the Perushim on this Pasuk, which we'll have to, Hashem, will go much slower and much more detailed, starting with Pasuk Yudches next Monday in Yeretz Hashem. Yes, Labor Day. Yes, we have regular Shir. By all means, please, there are a lot of good things in the community. Go. If you can't go, you get a flat tire, so you can come here also. But if you want to go, halavai, go there. Having Rabbi Reisman Shul, it will be a big, beautiful event. I'm sure there are other places. Adraba, go, enjoy. I'll be here. I plan to be here. Yes.
Caribbean.
Get a change of scenery is good. It's good.
Why is it Amalek mentioned?
Edom. Amalek is Edom. Amalek, absolutely. Amalek is Edom. Are you going to forgive Edom? Vinny Casey? What's Shat? I don't know. I'm not sure. No, we have to look into it more.